fine. That'd be fine.
You knew it was first.
How important is this third preseason game in the face of a good defense like the Seahawks that last year you struggled against at times?
How important is what?
The third preseason game to get those reps, to get in that rhythm, and to perform well against a defense like Seattle's.
Yeah, I mean, Mike has talked about kind of the goals of the preseason. It's, you know, staying healthy. It's achieving a certain amount of success and getting enough guys opportunities. So that's kind of what we're shooting for. Not sure how much I'm going to play and the ones are going to play, but when we're out there, we want to be successful and move the ball, and it's a good test for us with that defense.
Coach McCarthy seemed a little perturbed, maybe a little angry at the second half of practice today. Did you feel anything like that? He seemed that he didn't like what was going on, didn't like the effort. And when you're out there, do you feel the way the practice is going like that?
I didn't see any of that, so I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Last year there was a lot of injuries during preseason with the first team offense and a couple more this year. So how much do you need those snaps in the preseason so the first team offense is like where you want to be in sync on that day?
I think we've had plenty. So any from this point forward are just bonus reps. I think we practice hard. We practice together and have spent a lot of time talking and working together. We need to go in against a good defense this week and get some reps and then stay healthy and get out.
So you can fight it on the practice field, not necessarily in the preseason games?
It's a combination of both, but it's nothing like live reps when they matter in the preseason, even though they don't technically matter in the win-loss column. It's important to get out there and make sure you're thinking about the right kind of things and making the plays and not making those mistakes. But a lot of young guys are playing. It's preseason football. There's going to be those mistakes, and it's interesting to see who separates themselves in the live game action.
Aaron, I know you've been asked a lot about Juwan and Eddie separately, but they've never played in a game together. Is it kind of exciting to see what that rotation could be like and what that could look like heading towards the regular season? Guys that look like they have a lot of juice in practice.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been great having Juwan back. He's definitely practiced with an urgency. I mean, who wouldn't with that kind of depth in the backfield? There's no guarantees. And it's been fun to see him back and have him be back to himself. You know, when he's practicing and engaged, you know, he's the Juwan that we all know and love, and he's got a great personality, and it'll be interesting to see how he does out there.
In Seattle, that was a crazy game last year. Any little bit of juice because it's the Seahawks coming to Lambeau?
Well, I think there'll be juice because it's a night game. It's at Lambeau. Should be a big crowd again, probably another Lambeau record. But it is the preseason. We'd love to play well. Last year was last year, and this is the 2013 Packers, Team 93.
What's it like to have Charles Johnson back? And is there a sense of urgency for him after missing so much time to get on the same page?
Well, I think there's got to be. He's missed a lot of time in the spring and now in camp. And it's about opportunities in the preseason, giving yourself the most opportunities you can. And he's been bit by the injury bug. But, he needs to put himself in a position to make some plays and make the plays that are there.
Aaron, a lot of times people say this is like the dress rehearsal for the regular season. Do you find that to be true? Are there things that you can carry over from this game if you're not going to play as much in the fourth final preseason game?
Yeah, I think in the past it's kind of been like that. But I think at this point, as a veteran player, you want to make sure you're, making the plays that are there on the field and thinking about the right kind of things. And getting out of the game healthy, realizing that the regular season is just around the corner.